Jess Kelly has been up early this morning. Jess, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Now, a lot of people complimenting you, certainly in my list of acquaintances over Christmas, saying that girl knows everything.
Oh, well, we found out last week that I don't know
everything.
That was
only one small little glitch.
you've set me up for a fall now. But no,
no, it's good.
Thank you.
Like, people are wildly impressed by the breadth of your knowledge. And we're going to make that available to people now because we know, inevitably, there have been tech disasters for people over Christmas. They get the brand new device, whatever it is, and it just doesn't do what it says on the tin.
Yeah, and it's a big point of frustration because, you know, when you get something new, you want to set it up and you want to play with it and you want to integrate it into your life as soon as possible. But something small can go wrong. So whether that is, you know, you can't find login details or you're not sure if an app is available or if it's not performing the way you want it to perform, do get in touch with us and we can do our best to try and help you out. I know a lot of my friends and family were texting me over Christmas just
asking
going, you know,
how,
what do I do? Like, turn it on, turn it on.
1894 53106 is the phone number. You can text us on 53106 at a cost of 30 cents on Twitter at Pat Kenny NT. So please get in touch straight away. In the meantime, we want to look at the sales. And
yeah,
you have been perusing what's on offer.
I have been looking through. And what's quite interesting, this is the first year that I noticed that there were some good deals and there are some good deals out there. But because we had Black Friday and Cyber Monday, I think we've become almost a little bit spoiled for choice. It's taken the good out of the December sales a little bit. But there are some great offers out there at the moment. As always, what I'd say to people is if you're going to buy a techie device, do your research beforehand. Don't just go into a shop and be sold something. Look at what you what you want to have, how much your budget is and what you want from
it. And also beware that the person in the shop doesn't necessarily know what you might expect them to know, because some of them are students and they know a bit about techie and their temporary staff and so on. And you may not get the answers to the questions that you have about a telly or a computer or whatever it might be.
Exactly. So that's why doing your research is as important as possible. And try and know as to what you want from the device. It sounds a bit silly, but that's what I say to people when they're buying new phones as well. People say, you know, should I get this phone? It's like, well, what do you want from a phone? Do you want just a phone to get calls and texts? I bought my mum the Nokia 150, which is, you know, a dumb phone with the buttons, because all she wants to be able to do is call and text. If you want a phone that has a stunning camera, you're going to pay a bit more from that. You know, it's all these little thing. So think about what you want and then buy it. But I've had a run through some of the different retailers, and what I have to say is, you know, although I've looked at Currys PC World and Harvey Norman, some of the best deals I found are actually on Arnott's, arnott's.ie, and in store as well. The first one I actually want to start with, it's at the bottom of my list, but it's the Bose Quiet Comfort headphones. So these are noise cancelling headphones and they are just under 200 euros. So they're 199, but you're saving 130 euro, which is a huge saving on these type of headphones.
Now, how they work, I mean, you're, say, on an aircraft and you want to listen, you want to filter out the sound of the jet engines or whatever. What happens?
So what you do is you simply just place these on. They're big cups, so they're on your headphones rather than in-ears. So the cups sit over your ears and it just, you can't hear the jet engines. That's exactly what they're made for.
They
those
absorb
scenarios.
The sound. They measure the frequency that you're hearing and then they create the opposite of that to vanish.
It completely eradicate it. And it is just, what I like about these, there's a few different things. So firstly, they're very comfortable to wear because sometimes when you're wearing big on-ear headphones, it kind of feels like you're wearing a headband or something very tight around your head and they're not comfortable. These are beautifully comfortable. Also, they are Bluetooth headphones. We also have the cable to plug in. So if the battery runs out,
you can still
listen.
Enjoy your music. Okay,
so
very
very good. So
that's in Arnott's and you're saving 130. They cost 200. I mean, they're not cheap, but that you're still
they're an investment. If you are someone who travels quite a bit or really appreciates good quality sound, I would highly recommend these.
Now, Krupp's Nespresso Inicia coffee machine.
Yeah, it's the most unpronounceable name in the world, but this is a very bog standard pod based coffee
now,
machine.
This is not the new machine.
No.
I got a present of the new machine.
Oh, did
Christmas,
you?
Yes, from my family.
And do you love it?
And it makes mugs of Nespresso instead of just the little tiny espresso cup size.
We actually have one in the office. You might bring it in next week and you can tell me about your experience and I'll tell you about mine. We'll have a play with them and make coffee
now,
for everyone.
I haven't had to buy the pods yet, so I don't know how extortionate the price is going to be,
but let's focus on this little one. So this is the Nespresso Inicia machine, and this is the bog standard one that I have in my kitchen. And you know why I like it? Because it doesn't take up too much counter space. It's a very neat device. It's smaller than a toaster. It just sits on the little island. You can pop your pods in, and it's down to 60 euro at the moment in Harvey Norman. It just does the American Americano. There's no milk frother or any of that kind of stuff. If you just like an Americano in the morning, it's ideal. You fill the water pod, press the button and away you go.
And it's only €60.
Mm-hmm.
Now, tellies yes. are very difficult to compare.
They are. It's so difficult. When you walk into a shop, it doesn't matter how nice the shop is set up. They always have the settings optimized so they look their absolute best. And yeah. if you're standing between or beside, you know, two or three different TVs, it can be very difficult to see
and
the differences.
And they inevitably will have these videos of insects crawling along
or turtles
stems.
Swimming in water and that kind of stuff.
And you can see the hair follicles on the legs of the insect.
Yeah.
I mean, the definition in 4K is stunning.
It's incredible. But what happens is, and again, this is when we go back to my original point of, you need to know what you want from a TV. So if you want a TV that is a 4K TV, you want to know the size the size of the screen that will fit in. So, you know, on Black Friday, I bought a 49-inch TV, an LG TV. And this is actually down even further than what it cost me on Black Friday. It's now $499 in Currys. So you're saving €300 there. And this is, it's a bit of a long one, so bear with me. It's the LG 49UJ634V. It's a really long one. So
okay,
the last,
and it's down to $499.
$499, yeah. And this is a 4K Ultra HD HDR smart TV. What does that mean? It looks incredible. It has web, the operating system on it, so you can have Netflix on it, you can have YouTube on it, all the different apps that you want to play around with. But the picture quality is amazing. Also, I have gamers living with me and I have sports fans living with me. They're different picture modes. So if you're watching a match, for example, you can put it into sports mode, or if you're playing the PlayStation, you put it into game mode, and it completely transforms how you're watching the content.
Samsung HWK 450 2.1 wireless soundbar. This looks like an amazing saving.
This is very good. So it's down quite a bit. You're saving $240 on this. It's now $159 from Currys PC World. And I would highly recommend this for anyone who has bought a TV over the last wee while, because we know that the TVs look gorgeous and that the screen is beautiful, but the sound quality doesn't tend to be fantastic.
Because they're flat. There isn't room for big speakers.
Exactly. It's the same problem that we have with a lot of technology. What they try and do is get the design so thin that there's no space for an actual amp to go inside the TV. This is a really good deal from, again, Currys PC World. It's Samsung, and so it comes with the bar that you put in front of your TV, but also a subwoofer. And what that does, it's the bass. So if, again,
do you hide that behind the curtains or whatever?
Exactly, everyone has somewhere where you can hide stuff around the place, so I would highly recommend that one. I think it's a really good deal.
Okay, questions piling in, but we'll do a couple more bargains. The Morphe Richards Health Fryer.
Yeah, I'm big about my air fryer. I've spoken so many times about how I can't cook, but I throw absolutely everything into the air fryer in my apartment. And this is a good deal at the moment. Morphe Richards, it's €80 in Currys. Also, Appliances Delivered do these. And Arnott's have a great offer on a Philips air fryer as well. So if, you know, the way people
enjoy. But this one here, you're saving €110.
Yeah, no, it's
down from 190 to 80.
Yeah, no, it's very good. The thing that I want to...
That's Currys.
That's in Currys, yes. The thing to remember with the air fryers, you know, January's the time where people go get gym memberships or they buy a Fitbit and all try to be healthier. The air fryer reduces or indeed eliminates the amount of oil you cook your food with, so you're eating healthier. So that is a big change, and it's probably something you'll use much longer after your gym membership expires.
Mm. And a final gadget, the Galaxy Tab E 9.6-inch tablet, 8 gigs.
Yes.
So powerful machine. How much?
It's €160, so you're saving £50 on that. And I bought one of these as a Christmas gift, and I have to say, it's brilliant. My niece she's 3 now, and she loves her tablet. She plays her little game, she can draw the letters. And so if you have a child who is looking for a tablet, sometimes the ones that are specifically for children, the VTech ones, the kids can outgrow them quite quickly. So what I would say is get something like this, put the parental controls on it, get a good sturdy cover, and then set them away, because it'll grow with the child. You can change the restrictions as they get older.
All right, now the questions coming in, Jess. So many. Can you please ask Jess about NFC? I had it inadvertently switched on. A friend picked up my phone, his own phone, touched mine. I understand that data can be taken from the phone or added to a phone without the consent of the owner of that phone. In my view, Samsung has failed its customers by not having a built-in security feature. That permission must be granted before data can be transferred via NFC. Happy New Year, says John.
Oh, dearie me. So NFC, it is built to try and make things as easy as possible. In the era of, you know, Apple Pay, Samsung Pay, Android Pay, the idea is that you just tap and go. We have it in our cards and our debit cards. That is a bit of an issue that you can just tap someone's phone off and there is a bit of a data transfer. They can't.
What would transfer? I mean, your files are kind of in apps or hidden away somewhere.
I don't think they can take. So if I tap my phone off your phone, I can't take information from you. What I could do is if I wanted to send you some photographs or if I wanted, a lot of people, when I go to conferences, people don't give business cards anymore. They just bump the back of their phones against each other and then contact information is shared across. So you have like an e-business card. It's stuff like that. I wouldn't be...
But do you have to have that business card open for it to transfer? Do
you know? Yeah, you would, Jen. Yeah, you can't just do it.
You'd have to be telling your phone to transfer.
Exactly. And the same with, you know, on Android Pay and Samsung Pay and Apple Pay, when you're doing an NFC transaction, you have to have the app open on your phone. You have to do your little fingerprint thingy to make it work.
This one, this is from, actually Sean has been very greedy. It's him again.
Go on.
A couple of weeks ago, I put in the wrong password when I wanted to check my emails. Tried a few times, but no good. My partner, who is the techie expert in the house, tried, still no success. Would appreciate help.
Is it that you still don't know the password or that you've been locked out of the account?
Locked out by the looks of things.
If you've been locked out of the account, you'll have to jump through the hoops. It again depends on, we had one of these last week as well, depends on the email provider because some will let you do the forgot password and you have to either insert a security question answer or else get a link sent to a different email address. But if you want to email us, packet, or you probably can, text us again and let us know what the email provider is and I can give you a shout after the segment.
Can you ask Jess, how do I transfer apps from my old iPad to a new one? That's from Breda.
So when you set up your new iPad, it'll ask you if you want to restore from a backup or if you want to set it up as a new device. If you want to hit restore from backup, you'll be able to do it automatically. If you've already set up the new device as a new device, what you do is plug it into your computer, open out iTunes, and you'll be able to see every app that you've downloaded previously. And what you do is you simply just drag it across onto the iPad on the computer screen.
That's simple.
It's very simple.
I mean, basically, if you have transfer everything to the cloud, should everything then, when you open the new device, transfer back down?
Exactly, it'll be pulled back down again. Yeah. So it just depends on whether or not. You remember we were talking about last week, following the instructions on the screen. So if you kind of raced ahead to try and get into the device as soon as possible, you may have just set it up as a new device,
like phone to phone, for example. If you haven't saved all your contacts, for example, to the cloud, they're not going to transfer.
They're not going to transfer automatically. Now, there are ways of getting them back. So the thing to remember, because a lot of people from my friends and family over the last few days have been getting on to me in a panic going, but they didn't automatically transfer. If you still have the old device, you can get things to move across, whether you Bluetooth them across, whether you back them up to the cloud now. Yeah. There's always a way. So don't panic. We can get it. You just need to follow a few steps. Okay. And you'll get
this is an interesting one. I bought an MP3 player for my son for Christmas, but it seems it's no longer possible to buy songs online from, say, iTunes. All music seems to have gone digital. Is that right? Where can you just stream music? Even Amazon songs aren't available to buy in Ireland. Are there other options from Antoinette?
You can still buy music from iTunes. It depends
on the MP3 player. I mean, is that format dead or?
It's kind of not as popular as it would have been in the past. But no, you can still get the different files. You should be able to download files from iTunes and then drag them across. If you again, let us know some more information of what make that the MP3 player is, and we can try and help you that way.
I love Jess's slot, says Kathy. I plan to change from an iPhone 5 in the new year to Huawei. Friends tell me I'm mad. Is it difficult to change?
No, not at all. And I wouldn't say you're mad in any way, shape or form. The Huawei phones, they perform really, really well. And I think the only thing that you'll need to get used to are very small little things. Like on an iPhone, for example, when you want to bring up the control center to change the volume or the screen brightness, you drag up. Whereas on a Huawei, you drag down. It's very, very small things that muscle memory in your brain will adapt to, but I think absolutely go for it.
Can you ask Jessica about electric toothbrushes? That's from Christina.
Yeah, now some of them are really expensive, you know, like absolutely mad.
The Philips Sonic ones are very expensive.
Incredibly expensive. Boots, I know, do a great range of them. And again, they are a little bit more expensive. But I think if you're going to buy one that is from a brand that you recognise. Yeah. Whether
Oral-B tend to do the chug, chug, chug ones, you know, the really strong, powerful, low frequency brushing. And then Colgate do a sonic one. Philips do a sonic one.
I think you're better off going for one, because what happens is, because it's something that you use hopefully at least once a day, you don't want to get a cheaper one whereby the motor burns out, because I know a lot of people have bought the lower end ones and the motor burns out after 3 months or so. So I would make an investment, but again, maybe go to your dentist. I don't have a whole host of expertise on that field.
Would Jess be able to guide me on buying a phone? I have the old Nokia. Never used a smartphone, and I was thinking of doing the same, using a smartphone. What would you recommend?
Do it. Absolutely do it. There's the Huawei Y6, which is a basic smartphone. I think it costs around €120, and I would recommend it. It's a really good starter phone. It kind of sits in the hand like your old school Nokia would, so it's comfortable. You're not going to drop it. You're not going to smash it. It's a bit sturdier than some of the other high-end smartphones, and it's very basic. It does all the same things that your Nokia does, just a little bit better, a little bit faster, and you've got the touchscreen, but absolutely go for it.
Very good, Jess. We will leave it there. People, of course, can continue to send us in tech questions, and Jess will handle them. Jess Kelly, thank you very much, and a very happy new year.